Our health news tonight is about the lack of sleep and the real consequences for those who don't get enough of it, including the very real increased risk of stroke. The story from our chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
Sleep, a rare commodity in many homes across this country, may be even more important than previously thought. Sleep experts presenting their latest findings in Boston reveal that middle-aged or older Americans who habitually get too little sleep increase their risk of stroke dramatically.
When you have this sleep loss, you increase inflammation in the body. You also, there's a lot of dysregulation in blood pressure as well.
And this affects many American adults. The number of people who report a full 8 hours or more of sleep each night has dropped 10% in the last decade to only 28% in the U.S.
There's not enough hours in the day.
I'm a truck driver, and I work 10 to 14 hours a day.
Sometimes you just worry too much.
Stroke, the fourth leading cause of death in this country, occurs when blood flow to the brain is interrupted. It's more common in people with high blood pressure, and sleep deprivation can be a contributing factor. Today's study says that those who get less than 6 hours of sleep at night are four times as likely to suffer a stroke. What makes this new research even more concerning is that the more than 5,600 people included were not overweight or suffering from inactivity, also key risk factors for stroke. A reason experts say to make sleep a priority.
It's just making a commitment to stopping working, stopping all those activities earlier in the night and giving themselves adequate opportunity.
There may be some connection between a lack of sleep and then disturbances in the cardiovascular system. And while the results are preliminary, the numbers really point to a worrying conclusion that in addition to your weight and not smoking and getting some fresh air, and yes, all the things we know to do, sleep has to be on that list of how we keep ourselves healthy. The first thing I would say to people, Brian, get your television set out of your bedroom.
Oh, boy, this story got the attention of a lot of people today, as you know. Nancy, thank you.
You bet.